The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Baba Mitziah, Daf Pechet. Today's Daf is being studied in Mishmat Avraham ben Esther Vashet. We begin today's Daf on Pezayin Amud Bet. And we are starting right on the bottom line. Basically, what this Sugya is going to talk about is a famous mahlok. We've seen it a few times already in Shas. Fruit that you haven't taken to the Mot and Ma'asarot from yet is called Tebel, Tebel with a Tet. And the deen is that at a certain point called Gemar Melacha, so it is going to be Hayav in Terumot and Ma'asarot. The question is, at what point does the Tebel become Hayav? So the Gemara is going to give over here a very famous Mahloket when the Hayuv of Terumot and Ma'asarot kicks in. Actually, Ma'aser. Ena Tebel mitchayev the Ma'aser. The Tebel is not going to be Hayav in the Ma'aser. The Ma'aserot, even after you made what's called Miruach Akri, which means Miruach Akri is you piled it up, you smoothened the pile, that might be an obligation for Terumah. But for Ma'aser, you're not Hayav. Hachir epine bayit, until the actual fruit comes into the house. Shene emar bi'arti kodesh min habayit. Every 3 years, a person has to make a declaration to the Kohen that he gave all his terumot and his ma'asrot and everything that we're supposed to give. So the language is bi'arti et ha-kodesh min habayit. It's mashma that it came into the house. There's no chayuv until it actually comes into the house. That she says, p'nei habayit, she'ikhanes derech ha-petah. Not that only sees the house. It has to come in the front door. She'u p'nei habayit, v'lo derech ha-god v'kerfifiyot. You cannot bring the ma'asrot from the roof or from the back porch, it's got to come from the front door. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Hatzer Kovat. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, even Hatzer, even if it's in the courtyard, so it can make an obligation. V'achilu b'sha'arecha v'saveu. B'sha'arecha, in your gates, which means that's referring to the court. She says, v'natatala levi, v'sha'ash nechnas l'sha'arecha. Once it enters the sha'arim, the pasuza v'natatala levi, you'll give it to the Levi, so that's the deen. Now, so again, a big machlokin over here, the Bi Yanai and Rabbi Yohanan. The Rabbi Yohanan that says that it's even in your courtyard. Neme hakiti min abayit. Oh, it says the pasuk bayit. Ba'ati akosh min abayit. Amalecha hased umya de bayit. Yes, coming to compare, the chaser has to be like the house. Ma bayit mishtamer af chaser mishtameret. Just like the house is a protected place, so the chaser also is talking about a place that is protected. Harambam understands what does protected mean. Either that you would put your kelim in there to be watched, which means it's a protected area, you could put your kelim in there. Or let's say it's a chatzer where you're not embarrassed to eat in it, meaning it's private, so you're not embarrassed to eat in there. Or a chatzer, if somebody would walk in, you tell them, what are you doing over here? What do you want? I mean, it's really like a private area. Or a chatzer that they lock it. All those things would make it private, and therefore, if the food got to that spot, it would be chayav in ma'asev. Rabbi Yanai, nemeha ketiv b'sha'arecha, or Rabbi Yanai, what do you mean? It says b'sha'arecha, which is much more, even in the courtyard. Ha'hum, if ele, deme'ayele derech sha'ar, which means to teach me that the only time you're going to be chayav when it comes into the house, derech sha'ar, meaning the front gate. That's the sha'ar where the chatzer is, because I got to go to the front gate. La'poke derech gagot ve'karfifiyot. La'poke, if you brought the fruit, let's say, via the roof, or the back porch, telo, that's not going to be Hayav. B'sha'arecha, it's got to go to the normal gates that enters the house. As she says, the me'ayel le'derech sha'ar, the afilu abayit lo kavale ela ki me'ayel le'derech sha'ar bi'ato. That the house is only koveya for ma'asir when it enters the house in the normal way of entering. Derech sha'ar, mativ rav hanina hoza'a. Rav hanina hoza'a asked a question, ken nafshecha, kach nafsho shel po'el. We learned on yesterday's daf, we learned about the benefits or the privileges that a po'el has, a worker has, when he's working in the field of the Baal HaBayit, that he's able to eat perot. So the Gemara was doresh on the pasuk that said kenafshecha, and she says ve'achalta anavim kenafshecha. So the Gemara was doresh kenafshecha to say what? Kach nafsho shel po'el. That just like whatever your balabayit's privileges are, that's the privileges of the po'el. Meaning, ma nafshecha ochel, upoter, upatur. Just like if the owner would eat at that point he would be able to eat the fruit, and it's patufa ma'asrot, af nafsho shel po'el ochel upatur. So to the po'el, when he's working in the field, what is he doing? He's plucking the fruit off. At that point over there, just like the owner would be patufa ma'asir, so to the po'el, the hadush is of the statement is he doesn't have to give ma'asir on the fruit that he ate. So the Gemara made a diyuk. But if the owner would sell it at that point, the lokeach, the buyer, would be hayav in ma'asirot. And the Gemara would talk about it when the fruit is still in the field. It did not go not into the courtyard and not into the house. So therefore, how could you tell me, Rabbi Yochanan ben Yannai, that it's not chayav in ma'aser until it gets to one of those points? Here you see over here that when a buyer buys fruit from the Baal HaBayit, he's chayav. The po'el, no, at that point. The po'el is like the owner. So just like the owner, when you're in the field, you don't have to take ma'aserot. So the po'el also, when he's eating the fruit, he does not have to take ma'aserot. But mashma, somebody else does. Who? The buyer. What do you mean? Why does the buyer have to give ma'asir? It didn't go into the house. It didn't go into the courtyard. The chavrat is still in the field. The fruit is still in the field. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar papacha beteena ha'omedet begina v'nofa note lachaser askinan. Oh, we're talking about a specific case. You have a fig tree. The fig tree is standing in the garden. That's where the trunk of the tree is. V'nofa, and it's overhang, where the tree is, you know, overhanging into the haser askinan. Ulman de amal lebayit, lebayit. And the one according that says that the haser is not chayav until it goes to the house, it's talking about where the overhang actually went in front of the house. So when the fruit falls, the guy takes it into the house and he sells it. So therefore, either way, we're talking about a case where the fruit will make it to the haser or to the buy. You must be a funny question. We'd have to give you a crazy case where the trunk is in one area and the rope is there. You'll see in a minute. But basically, where the fruit is going to fall, the fruit will either fall into the haser or the fruit will either fall into the buy. Look at Rashi. Notel the haser. The mechi talsha. The second you're going to pluck the fruit off the field, hazyap in the haser. It sees the haser, or for that matter, it sees the front of the house. Now, you're going to ask a question and say, if that's the case that it's talking about where it sees the house. Oh, yeah. So you, and you must be talking about over here, meaning that it was in the front. You can't say that it saw the house came in through a window. You have to say it actually came through the front door. That's what the demas is, because we just learned that to be ayam sit in the house, it's got to come through the front door. So you have to say somehow the overhang was by the front door, and therefore when it falls, it'll fall right by the front door in the house, and therefore it'll be Hayab Masr. So the question is then, why only the guy who buys it, even the Baal HaBayit, should be Hayab in Masr? So you go, Ihacher, Baal HaBayit Namina Hayab. Let's give us the next question. If that's the case, when you're talking about a case where the actual fruit was going to fall into the house or to the Hasid, the Baal HaBayit should also be Hayab. Why are you telling me Baal HaBayit Matud? Baal HaBayit Enav B'Te'enato V'Lokeyach Enav B'Mikho. The answer is, the Baal HaBayit, his eyes are on the tree, and the buyer, his eyes are on the goods that he bought. Which literally means, the buyer, he's concerned about the fruit that fell already. The fruit that fell, he wants to buy, I don't want to buy the whole tree, I want to buy the fruit that fell. Where's the fruit that fell? Already it's in the house. It's in the house, so therefore, his mind is on the stuff that went into the house, therefore it's chayav in ma'asir. The owner, he's not happy with the fruit that's in the house. He's still looking at the tree. He wants all those fruit of the tree still to fall off, and he's going to take them. And if since his dot is on the tree, so the tree's outside. The tree's outside in the field. So until all the fruit are harvested and comes into the house, the Baal HaBayit is not koveya it for ma'aseh. But the buyer, I care about all the fruit on the tree. I care about the fruit that fell off right there that's in the house. That she says, Enat, let's see, Ihaki, go to what Rashi before it. Baal HaBayit Nameh, Telisha hi Gemar Melachta. Once he plucks it off the tree, that's Gemar Melachta. That it, or it's in the house already. It should be Hayab. Enat, bet enato. Enanof Hashub be'enav. He don't care about that little overhang that's overhanging his head. It doesn't mean nothing to him. Hilkach, hakol olecha hara'ikar. For him, it goes after where the ikar tree is, which is outside. Finishes all the gathering. However, the buyer bin mikho v'hen perot ha'tilushim. He's worried about the perot that were plucked already. U'mishinet neshu ba'u la'bayit. Good. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara, basically, the Gemara's question was: we have a question that either it has to hit the house or it has to hit the hatzer. How could you tell me then the lokei as hayav? Because we're talking about a case where actually it did reach the house or it did reach the chaser. The Gemara says, v'lokeya mideoraita mi mehayev. Are you telling me now, a new lawyer, that the lokeach, the buyer of these fruit, is hayav to give ma'asin min Torah? Now, why would I think it's min Torah? Because I have another pasuk to tell me, kenafshecha, which is min Torah, that the worker does not have to give ma'asin. Now, obviously, if you need a pasuk min Torah to tell me that the worker does not take ma'asin on this, that must mean that the lokeach min Torah does. Because otherwise we're running the pasuk to protect the worker. Which means it's mashma that the po'el mideoraita in such a case, just like the owner in this scenario, the tree was in one area and the fruit actually reached the house. Now we just learned, would the balabayit have to take ma'asir from this fruit that's in the house? It would not have to. But the Gemara is saying over here that the po'el is going to be patur. Mashaked bin Torah, we have a pasuk, nafshecha, that the balabayit is patur. The poel is also patur. Mashaik in the lokeach is chayav. That's mashma is chayav min Torah. So the Gemara challenged that. Is really the lokeach chayav in such a case min Torah? So comes the Gemara and says, why? What's the problem? That and now we have a braita. Mipnema harbu hanuyot shel bet hinno shalosh shanim kodem Yerushalayim. There were certain markets in a place called bet hinno. They were destroyed 3 years before the destruction of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara wants to know, why was Bet Hinno destroyed 3 years before Jerusalem? What avon did they do? Because whatever they did, they only followed Torah law. They did not take into consideration the rabbinical laws. Whatever the Hakamim said, these guys, they found him in the Torah, it's mutar. We're not interested in what the rabbis say. Because they used to say, Aser te'aser ve'achalta. These are two pesukim. I read you the pesukim. One pesuk says, Aser te'aser kol tevuatecha, tevuat zar'echa, hayoseh sadeh shana v'shana, shana shana, take ma'aser on all the fruit that comes out of your field every year. Then the pesuk says, ve'achalta, and you shall eat it. So the Gemara says, ve'lo mocher tevuat zar'echa, ve'lo lokeyah. Meaning, the only time you have really to give ma'aser is on stuff that you're intending to eat. You're the owner, you're plucking it, aser to aser, etc., etc., ve'achalta, if you're planning on eating it. However, ve'lo mocher tevuat zar'echa, but if you're planning on selling it, the seller would not have an obligation, ve'lo lokeyah, and not the lokeyah. The buyer either does not have an obligation. So you see over here that what? That from this bright, that if somebody buys perot from somebody else, balabayit, he's not chayav ma'asir min Torah. Which is patur. He's patur ma'asir min Torah. That's going to be the Ala Gadra. Mom talks about this. So therefore, again, you're telling me that what? Really? We thought that the lokeyas chayav min Torah. Not so. We know these guys from Bet Hinno. They only follow Torah law. These guys didn't follow any rabbinical laws. And therefore what? They said, I have a pasuk. Aser, ta'aser, etc., etc., ve'achalta. Only if you're intending on eating it, then you're going to be hayav on the ma'asir. But if you don't intend on eating it, you're not hayav. That's why the mukher is patur, and the lokeach is also patur. The buyer is also patur. Because he's eating it, but he's buying it at a point where it's not hayav in ma'asir. He's buying it right in the field. So therefore, it's not going to be chayav. So therefore, the question then is, why are you telling me that it's deoraita? It's mashma that it's not. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela mid rabbanan. Really, the whole law of a lokeach being patur is only mid rabbanan. Really, min Torah. I'm sorry, lokeach chayav is mid rabbanan. Min Torah is patur. Mid rabbanan is chayav. Ukra asmachta be'alma. And this pasuk that we brought is only an asmachta. Which pasuk is that we brought over there? The pasuk that we brought, kenafshecha. We wanted to say, kenafshecha, that just like the balabayit is patur, the po'el is patur, but the lokeh is going to be hayav, that kenafshecha is all an asmachta. Therefore, really, if you ask a question, lokeach min haTorah patur min haMaaser. We have a Gizrad Rabbanan, the rabbis included him. The Gemara comes along and says, then we have a question. Let's just see over here. That's right.
So,
yeah, you want to read the Rambam? You can read the Rambam a little. Now the Rambam. Let's get the Rambam Shita over here, just so you get the clarity in one Shita. Dinam shel perot nikma b'shal gemar melachtam. Okay, the Talmud gemar melachtam. Perot shenigmeru al yedei ba'alehim. He finished the process of them. Al da'at lemochram, but his intention was to sell them. En gemar melachtam koveya otam neiyot ma'aser min haTorah. Ve'inal chayav min haTorah ma'aser ve'en mechayim mefashet ma'aser ela midrabbanan. Lefi shita zu according to this, im machrua ba'alim et haperot lefne gemar melachtam. You didn't even get gemar melachtam. They're still in the field, let's say, and he sold them. Ve'gemar alokeiach et melachtam al da'at leochlam, and then the Lokeah made Gemar Melacha, which intended to eat it, and the Lokeah Hayam Torah. Because by him he had Gemar Melacha, and with Kavanah in order to eat it, then the Lokeah would be Hayam Minat Torah. The Erem Nechshavim Kelakuach Shepatum Minat Torah. She lo nigmeru al da'at demokram. Because only time it's going to be Patur is if it was Nigmar by the Baal HaBayit, but it was Nigmar Melachtam al da'at to sell it. So then the Mokher is going to be Patur, and then the Lokeach also is going to be Patur Minat Torah b'Chayav b'Drabanan. Kemochen, Perot shenigmeram melachtam al dat leochlam. The Perot made Gemar Melacha, intention to eat it. V'nimlechu b'alehen. Then the owner changed his mind. Ahadak limkor otam. Too late. Kevan nikbe'u d'ma'asim et chaybu, v'chayav ha-mokher le'aseran, v'chen ha-lokeach memenu chayav le'aseran. Good, that we understand. Once there's a chayuv on it, no, you can't take it off even though you change your mind. V'chen ne'id ha-kisa, if nigmeram melechet ha-pirot adat le'mokhram. Yad gemar melacha, with intention to sell it. Okay, intention to sell it, not chayav min ha-Torah. Peturim me'afrasham ha-sem min ha-Torah. Afilu im nimnechu ha-bil ma'agak le'okhram. Even though he changed his mind to eat it.
Wow.
Doesn't matter. It goes with the Kavanah, the Tamir Gemar Melacha. His Kavanah was to sell it, it remains Midrabbanan. Okay, that's basically she taught over here. So therefore, comes the Gemara now as a question. You told me a pasuk kenafshecha, that you'll eat the grapes, the worker. It's all about the worker. You'll eat the grapes, kenafshecha. So we thought the word kenafshecha is talking about what? That just like the owner can eat mas, can eat it without taking maaser, so the worker can also eat it for maaser. Mashaken, the buyer, has to give ma'asir. We don't need that derasha anymore, because really even the buyer, minat Torah, doesn't have to take ma'asir. It's only a din midrabbanan. So back to the question, what does the word in kenafshecha now come and teach me? So Gemara Zaltayinu derash, ma nafshecha im hasamta patur, af po'el im hasamta patur, the law of hasima. We said the poor is allowed to eat. Let's say you refrain the po'el from eating. You don't let him eat the fruit when he's, you muzzle him, so to speak. You hosem him, you refrain him from eating. Are you going to get malkut? Are you going to get a punishment? Gemara says no. And what's the word? Kenafshecha. Just like if you muzzled yourself when you were working your own field and you didn't eat, there's no punishment. Why should there be a punishment? You're allowed to refrain from eating. So too, even though it's a mitzvah to give the workers to eat, but if you muzzled him and didn't let him eat, you're not going to get an onish and you're not going to get a malkut. That's kenafshecha. Just like if the owner muzzled himself, he wouldn't get an onish, obviously. So too, if he muzzled the worker, he's not going to get a punishment. Look at Rashi, second line. Im hasamta katzatzta david shol le'echol. You hired him and you made a condition, you can't eat. I'm hiring you, what you can't eat. Or b'choska, or by force. You took the fruit out of his hand, told him, don't eat. So you're not going to get the punishment. Matir morzutra, morzutra now has a few questions, I'm going to ask some questions over here. And we start, we're going back on the original thing. We had a machlok, Rabbi Hanan and Rabbi Yanai. When are perot hayav ma'aser? Rabbi Yanai says, Meshiru pina bayit Rabbi Yohanan says Mishiru di Chatzet. So comes the Gemara and says Ezu Gornan leMaasrot. What is considered the finishing of the melacha for certain items to be hayav in maasir? BeKishuim ubeDiluim. Kishuim is cucumbers, and Diluim is gourd. Mishiyipaksu. Mishiyipaksu is when you take off the little flower that grows on the top of the cucumber or the gourd, you pull it off, that's already hayav. Mishinital pikas shele. Mishipaksu means when the pikas is pulled off, that's the little bud that's on top. My love, mishipaksu afilu besadeh. Right, it's mashma even in the field. You don't have to reach the house. Doesn't have to reach the courtyard. So you see, question. There's no, even if it's in the field, you plucked off the bud, it's hayav. That goes against the rabbis over here. No, mishipaksu bebayit. It's talking about when you plucked off the bud in the house. So according to Mishri, two things. It's got to go in the house, and even in the house is not enough. Till you actually pull off the bud. So comes the Gemara, if that's true, the way you're learning, that word Mishipaksu is not the right word. Mishipaksu is mashma, once you pull off the bud, no matter where it is, it should have said, Ad shiyipaksu mib'ayle. Ad means until, meaning, not only when it reached the house, not enough. Until you have to do something after that as well. Until you actually pull the butt off in the house itself. That's what's coming to teach me. The word should say, Ad shiyipaksu, which is mashma. It's not enough that it reaches the house. Start with until you actually pull the butt off. So the Gemara says, Itana Ad shiyipaksu. If it would have said that, Ad shiyipaksu, Havamina Ad de gamar de pikusayu. I would have thought you have to pull off the buds of all the cucumbers that you brought into the house. Once already one of the cucumbers of the batch start to bud and you pull that off, you have to pull them all off. Once already the first one starts to bud and you pulled it off, that already is mechayev the whole bunch. Therefore, if it would have said Ad shiyipaksu, would have been mashma until you pokesh every single one. You don't have to do that. Once the first one starts to bud and you pull it off, then it already makes the whole group hayav, but it has to reach the house. So when it comes to cucumbers, it's got to be in the house. That's not enough. Hachi paksu, the first one starts to bud, and you pull it off. Look at Ashi. Ashi says, look at Ashi. Okay, that means that the house, and once they start, that's going to be considered enough. The Gemara continues. Mativ Mor Sutra Bereda Rav Nachman. Gorno lema'aser lehayev alav mishum tevel mishitigamer melachtan. But gorno lema'aser, which when you finish the process for the ma'aser, you're going to be hayav if you didn't take the ma'aser for tevel. Once you have gemar melachtan and you didn't take ma'aser, you're going to be hayav as if you ate tevel because you didn't take the ma'aser. Ve'ezehu gemar melachtan. Here you go. What's considered gemar melachtan? Melechet hachnasatan. Hachnasatan sounds over here like gathering them. My love, hachnasatan afilu basadeh. Hachnasat can mean lekaneh lechnesis, to gather. So gather them in the field. No, lo, hachnasatan lebayit. Hachnasat means to actually enter them, not gather them, pile them. Actually enter them. Enter them where? Enter them in the house. Zehu gemar melachtan. That's one way to learn. Vibayit ema, ki ka'amar Rabbi Yanai, onu answer. That which Rabbi Yanai said, that you got to put it in the house, that was only said by bezetim ve'anavim, by olives and grapes. Telav bene gore ninu. Because these items, you don't pile up. You don't make silos of grapes and olives. Those items you bring in the house. So when did he say bringing in the house? By olives and grapes. However, aval chitin v'se'orin. But when it comes to wheat and barley, gordon be'jaketibu. Gordon is a pile. And therefore, in a kadameh, we can make a big chaduk over. That would have just said over here, once you bring them into the field, then you pile them up in the field. That was talking about wheat. You said house. Oh, so not grapes and olives. Different items. Different items have different finishing points.
Still has to get to the house, though.
Yeah, look at Rashi. Ba'alavim v'zetin ha'omdim la'achila ve'af em b'chlal tevu'ah u'ma'asis shelem min ha'Torah. Now, incidentally, olives and grapes is min ha'Torah. All other fruits besides that will be mezamra. V'chevan delav b'nei gordonin. You don't usually pile these things up. Keni satan lebayit kovatan shelem kivya'at. That's the kivya'ah. Aval chitin is not. Oh, now she has a question. Listen to this question that she has from Masechet Pesachim. The had Amar be'alma. We have in Masechet Pesachim Daftin. Gabe haber shemit. Let's see, you have a Tamir Hakam that died. V'niyak megoram mele'at pirot. He left a pile of fruit. Okay? Me'ikara imur de'lo tabul k'rebi Hoshaya. Damar adam ma'arim al tevu'ato. Initially, we thought to say that, well, you don't have to worry about ma'asrot, because for sure he must have taken the ma'asrot. Okay? Let le'ay terutza. He obviously does not hold like this, this ants over here. Because this ants over here is saying that if he left perot, the chayuv doesn't even start until it gets to the house. What's the Gemara even over there, Pesachim, talking about in the field? Did he take ma'asrot? Did not take ma'asrot? Obviously, that Gemara over is holding that the chayuv of terumot and ma'asot doesn't come until the it happens even in the in the field, even by all things. Let the hay terutza el afilu be'atim v'surim nami amar Rabbi Yanai. According to the Gemara over there, mashma that he holds that Rabbi Yanai says that all items, even chitin and se'orin, have to reach the house. Here it's saying because let me give the Gemara over there. Gemara over there said there was a haber shemit, a guy Tamir Hakam died, and he put a pile. It was a pile of perot. Okay, he left a pile in his house. It was in his house. Mechila was in his house. Yes. Mikara imud lo tevil. Eventually, we thought maybe it's not tevil. Kirabo shaya damar adam ma'arim atavul, which means maybe he brought the tivua in the back door, or he brought it in a different way, and things like that. Now, what do you mean? According to this Gemara over here, it doesn't matter if you bring it in the back door. Hatin and Sunni is Hayav already from the field. What do I care? We brought it into his house. So if you see that Gemara over there, cannot be going like this Gemara over here. This Gemara is holding that wheat is Hayav even in the fields. Mashiach, that Gemara was mashma, that when you find wheat in the house of a Tidah Hakam, you could assume that maybe it's not there, because maybe he brought it in a different way. Again, according to this Gemara, like, yeah, we brought it. It was Hayav already from the field. So she's just saying that this Gemara is not going like that Gemara in Pesachim. Now the Gemara goes on to a new point. The Gemara says, okay, Ashkechan Adam b'mechubar v'shor b'talush. Okay. We're talking about now a worker. What did we say in yesterday's Mishnah? Yesterday's Mishnah, we learned that when a worker is working, plucking fruit off a tree, he has a right to eat. We just said by Mechubar. So long as he's involved in Mechubar. Veshor betalush. And we know the law is that an ox that's working, you're not allowed to muzzle him when he's working. And that's only talking about fruit that are detached already. How do I know? Because the pasuk says, "Lo tachsom shor bedisho." Do not muzzle the ox when he's threshing. Now, threshing already to me, the wheat is plucked already. Threshing is after the wheat was reaped. So, therefore, the din is Adam b'mechubar is allowed to eat, and behema betalush. So, Gemara says, "Ashkechan Adam b'mechubar v'shor betalush." Like I told you, lo tachsom shor bedisho. Adam betalush min Allah. Now go to the Hadushim. How do I know that a worker is able to eat even on the stuff that's talush? Let's say he's working in the field and the stuff is plucked already. And whatever job he's doing, he's working to process them. How do you know he can eat? So the Gemara says, I'll make a kavachom and mishor. What's the kavachom? It's simple. Uma shor she'en ochel b'mechubar. Ochel betalush. Adam she'ochel b'mechubar. If a shor that does not eat b'mechubar but can eat b'talush, Adam, that you said eats b'mechubar, kavachomer can eat b'talush. So Gemara says, wait, ma leshor sheken adam mitzuve al hasimato. Wait, the shor maybe is more strict. You can't bring it ayah because there's a special pasuk, lo tachsum, you're not allowed to muzzle it. And if you muzzle the shor when he's eating, you get malkut and it's avon. You don't have that isur by the worker. There's no din lo tachsom, like we learned earlier. So therefore, maybe you cannot make a kavachomer. Maybe shor is more strict.
תאמר באדם שיתה מצווה על חסימתו, אדם מצר חיה ועל חסימה, תביא גרם בכחה וחומר. So the Gemara says, wait. ויהיה אדם מצווה על חסימתו. Make it אדם is חייב also על חסימה. That if you muzzle the worker, you'll be חייב. מכחה וחומר, בשור. ומה השור? שיתה מצווה להחיותו. A short, you're not obligated to give it life. There's no deen like that. You have to give it life. However, atam mitzuveh l'chassim, don't be chayav. If you're Muslim, you're going to be chayav. Adam shatam mitzuveh l'chayoto, you have to give him life, you have to support him. And odin shatam mitzuveh l'chassim, certainly should be chayav on chassimah. Amar kera ken nafshecha. Oh, so from that we learn it from the pasuk that's going to teach me. Ken nafsho shel po'el. Ma nafsho im chassam tapatu. Just like the owner himself. If he would muzzle himself when he was working, he would be patur. Af po'elim hasamto patur. So to the work, if you muzzle him when he's working, you're going to be patur. Which is on the word keidaf shecha, we learn that if you muzzle the worker, you're not going to be hayav. So there's no lo tachsom. Okay, so now we got to go back. How do you know that Adam is able to eat when he's working on talu stuff? You tell me kada homer from shor. Umashor that's hayah that can eat b'mechubat. Sorry, mashor that cannot eat b'mechubat. But can eat b'talush. Adam that can eat b'mechubat. Kada homer b'talush. Wait, shor is different. Shor has the isur of lo tachsom, and Adam does not have that isur because we know that from the pasuk of kenaf shega. So then, how do you know it? The ela Adam b'talush minalan. Back to the question: how do you know Adam b'talush? Amar kera kama kama bet pe'amim. It says in the pasuk, ki tavo bekamat re'echa, al kamat re'echa. It says kama in the pasuk, which is about the workers eating, about the grains, the things that grows in the field. It says the word kama twice. Im eno enyan le'adam b'mechubat, I don't need the word twice. I don't need it for Adam b'mechubat anymore, because that already I know from the first kama. Tenau inyan de Adam betalush. So use it for something else. Adam betalush. So the extra word kama that's written in the pasuk of the workers eating. Therefore, I know gezat ketuv kama kama. Comes Gemara and says, what do you need that for? You don't even need that. Rav Ame Amar Adam betalush lo tzarich kra. You don't need this extra pasuk. Ketiv, it says already. Kitavo bekerem reicha. The worker is going to go into his friend's field vineyard. Milo askinan shesecharo lekatef. When it says you're going to go into your friend's vineyard and work, does it say what type of work he's doing? Doesn't say what type of work he's doing. It could be that maybe the work he hired him to do is what? Carry the grapes that were cut already by somebody else. Doesn't say what he's doing. So therefore, it's the katef. Katef, maybe he was hired to put the stuff on his shoulders. That means his job already, the stuff was cut already. And the Torah says to eat. So therefore you have no ra'ayah. You don't have to bring kama, kama. You read it from the pasuk explicitly. When the Torah says, the worker goes into the field, and he's able to eat the grapes. What was he working? We always thought, oh, he was cutting them. Who told you? Did it say he was cutting them? Doesn't say he was cutting them. Could be somebody else was cutting them, and he was in charge of carrying them. Look at them. So therefore it's talush. There's your proof. Now the Gemara says,
what are you
going to
use for
mechubar? No, mechubar ha-pesukim. You have to have kama already. Have kama to teach me mechubar. I don't need another extra word kama. Comes the Gemara and says, shor b'mechubar minale. Oh, now go the other way. How do you know shor b'mechubar? Because what we say, shor is able to eat davka when it's talush. Lo tasom shor b'disho. When you're threshing is already, it is talush. How do you know that the shor can even eat when he's working on stuff that is attached? Kavahomer. Minade kavahomer me'adam. Go the other way. Uma adam she'enu ochel betalush. Ochel b'mechubar. Shor she'ochel betalush. Enu din she'ochel b'mechubar. Right? Amen kavahomer. Uma, go the other way. Uma adam. When it comes to adam, she'enu ochel betalush. Which means, we just said he does eat. So that's what Rashi says. That's not written explicitly. I mean, we don't have an explicit pasuk. It's not written. We just proved that he does eat. Not to a kavah homer. No, through pasukim, either kama kama, or the other one that said that maybe the guy was hired to carry it on his back. Those were the proof, but it's not explicitly in the Torah. So what when it comes to Adam, that talush
is not written explicitly. But mechubar is mutar by shor. That talut is written explicitly. Certainly mechubar. Come home the other way. Shor she'ochel betalush, beferush, enodin she'ochel mechubar. Kavra says no kavahomer. Adam is more strict than shor. Why? Ma'ale Adam she'ken atam mitzuveh l'achayoto. Yeah, Adam is more strict. We have to give him food for survival. Tomar b'shor she'yata mitzuveh l'achayoto. You don't have to give mizonot to the survival of a shor. No din on that. Who said? V'yishu mitzuveh l'achayoto. Maybe you should be chayav to give life to the shor to sustain him. Mikada Homer, Uma Adam Shiata Mitsuvel Hasimato. By Adam, you're not Hayab on not Tahsom. Adam Mitsuvel Hayab to give him food to sustain him. Sure, Shatam Mitsuvel Hasimato. So that you're Hayab, you cannot muzzle him. And Odin Shatam Mitsuvel Hayoto? Amar Kira Behe Ahika Imach. Ahika Velo Shor. Razum says, you have to cause your brother to live with you. Your brother and not, there's no deen that you have to give tzedakah to the shevarim if they're dying. You have to give, make sure that they don't. Now,
when they're working.
When they're working. Right, but by talush. So how do you know mechubar? Kavahomer. You can't make a kavahomer because Adam is mochavur. So we're back to the question. Ve'ela shor b'mechubar minalan. How do you know shor b'mechubar? Amar kira ve'echa re'echa bet pa'amim. By a human worker, it says the word re'echa twice. Im enu anyan le'adam b'mechubar. I know Adam b'mechubar. I know that already from other words. What's the extra word of re'echa? Tenau anyan le'shor b'mechubar. So we're taking an extra word that was written by a po'el Adam and use it for shor b'mechubar.
Could you ever think re'echa as your shor?
No, it's not. We have a rule. Im enu inyan. It's a style of dirash. If I can't use it for something in its content, you have something totally out of its context. It's not totally out of its context. It's the same inyan of working, eating, but by an animal. Comes to Gabbard and says, Ravina says, Amar. Ravina has a chedusha. He says, Lo adam betalush. Ve'lo shor b'mechubar tzriche kira'e. So you know what? All this was overkill. You didn't need this whole thing. You don't need to bring a pasuk for Adam betalush or for be'ema shor b'mechubar. You don't need it. Because I can learn it from the following one derash. Kirtiv, it's tichtiv, it says, Lo tachsom shor b'disho. Right? You're not allowed to muzzle your ox when it is threshing. Mechdi. Let's analyze the Gemara says. Kol mili itnehu b'hasima. Which means when it says shor, it doesn't only mean shor. It means any animal. Right? Look at that sheet. Kilomar. Top line. Al korhach shor lav davka. V'chol sh'al behemot itnehu b'tot hasima. How do I know that? The yalfinan shor shor m'shabbat. I make a gezerah shava. It says shor by hasima, and it says by the isur shavay animals are not allowed to work. It says shor, and by Shabbat it says vechol behemtecha. It says all of your animals. So therefore, if shor is lav davka, why did the Torah write shor then? You don't have to write any animal. We know all the animals apply. Why did you have to say shor? It's shor is lav davka because we know from Shabbat it says vechol behemtecha cannot do work. So the Gemara says mechti. כל מילי איתנו בחסימה, דיאפינן שור שור בשבת. אם כן, נכתוב רחמנה, the Torah just could have written, לא תידוש בחסימה. Don't thresh with muzzling. Finish, and I'm going to apply to all animals. שור, תכתב רחמנה, למה לי? לעקושה חוסם לנחסם ונחסם לחוסם. To make a connection between the one that's being muzzled and the one that muzzles. Muzzler, that's the man. The man, that's the chosim, and the animal is the nihsam, is the one that's being muzzled, and to make a hikesh between the one that's muzzled and the one that did the muzzling, which means basically to make a hikesh between the shor and the adam, and the adam and the shor. The following way. Ma chosim. Chosim is the man. Ochel b'mechubar. We know that. Af nihsam, ochel b'mechubar. So to the animal, can be b'mechubar. So we applied the man's law to the animal. Now we go the other way.
Uman nihsam ochel betalush. And just like the animal can eat on talush, afchosem ochel betalush. So therefore he learns it from the extra word shor. Lo tasom shor. Hey, why you tell me shor for? You don't tell me any animal. I know all the animals apply from Shabbat. To make a kish. Shor is like Adam, and Adam is like shor. Whatever applies to Adam, meaning mechubar, will apply to shor, and whatever applies to shor, which is talush, will apply to Adam nashi. Lakushe chosem lenihsam Adam leshor, leshor leAdam leinyan achilat poalim. Baruch Adonai leolam. Amen v'amen.